really enjoy marketing, and I enjoy the different aspects of marketing, especially in the legal community. It's always very fun. So, well, let's get started. Hey, everyone. My name is Jim Gast, and I welcome to No Law Firm Left Behind while I stumble through my words in the very beginning and opening of the show. That's not a good sign, is it, Dave?
No, it's not. But it's okay. I think we'll pull it out.
Yeah, we'll make up for it. Make up for it. Listen, you know, we're here every week. We had a 2-week hiatus, actually. I had a couple guests cancel, but that's okay. We're back and we're ready to go. We're really excited. Dave Myers is my co-host today. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Where are you located? Where are you out of today?
No, I'm working from the home in Lakewood, Ohio, just west of Cleveland.
Loving it, Dave. Loving it. Dave is a fantastic data privacy and risk and compliance attorney for Buckingham. Dave, yeah?
That's me.
Former business partner of mine and great all around IT guy.
Spent 14 years working with Jim before I moved up here to Cleveland.
Yeah, Dave, I really appreciate it. Really love you. Thanks for joining again today. And our guest today is Tim Hooks of Isaac Wiles. Tim, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
We're really excited to have you, Tim. The thanks is for you for joining, right? You know, remember, this is 30 minutes of your life that you're never going to get back. So we're sorry in advance. No, in all seriousness, today, Tim, like we said before the show, today is about you're the embodiment of the IT staffer in law firms today. And we want to give praise and thanks to our unsung heroes like yourself, you know. So, Tim, first, thanks for doing such a sometimes thankless job at law firms, because Dave and I know very well, you know, I'll say it again. I say it all the time. Everybody knows when the lights are on, but they forget about it, you know, and they always remember when the lights are off. Right. And so it's an unsung and sometimes thankless job. So thank you in advance for just being awesome at what you do.
You're too kind.
Well, you know, you have a great firm up there. You're keeping a lot of people working, and it deserves a great recognition. So, you know what? Before we go too far, though, Tim, would you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you do, where you're from, how you got into what you're doing?
Sure. So, I've been doing IT in law firms for almost 25 years now. I've been at Isaac Wiles for the last five as their IT director, and before that, I spent a little time in kitchens. So it's a second career. Hope that helps.
Yeah. Yeah. How many years at Isaac Wiles?
I'm coming up on 50 years, I think, next in July.
How many years? Did you say 50?
Oh, no. No. Five. Just five at Isaac Wiles.
5 years at Isaac Wiles. Yeah. And you know, it's a great firm. How many people in the firm?
About 75 employees altogether.
That's a lot of people, you know. Mm-hmm. So what kind of things are you working on right now at the firm? What's exciting you at the firm? We were talking about something that's really kind of cool.
Yeah, I've been trying to get passwordless authentication to work with Windows Hello for Business. Getting rid of passwords would be awesome. It's just in testing right now. I haven't rolled it out to anybody. I've got it working on the laptops to get into the network. And I'm still working out the details on getting it to work seamlessly with Office 365. And we have two or three apps that use Microsoft two-factor authentication. And I want it to work with that also. But it's pretty neat.
Dave and I have always said that security is really not, it's an inconvenience, right? It makes technology inconvenient to use. Heck, for that matter, a key to your door of your home or your car makes using those inconvenient, because you have to do something to access your car, to access your house. And it's even worse in technology, right? And so what you're doing there, in my opinion, is improving the user experience, but maintaining security at the same time.
Well, yeah, you know, I would liken that. So my car, I drive a Prius, and the idea is they have these little magic key fobs now. So essentially, like passwordless authentication would be something like where I walk up, I don't actually have to put the key in. It just knows that my key fob's in my pocket and it unlocks it for me while keeping it locked for everybody else. You know, it's that idea that we can finally combine some security with increased usability, you know? And so that's what I think is really cool about that endeavor that you're undertaking there.
Well, and I think it's, you know, additionally, in addition to the convenience, it's, I think it's better security.
You know, you've got to know a PIN.
Yeah.
Explain to everybody that's just kind of like, what is this, you know, like it's Windows Hello is what it is. Would you explain to people what Windows Hello is?
Yeah. So it's Windows Hello for business. There is Windows Hello for a home computer. And I think, you know, if you get a computer from Dell, for example, at home, it walks you through that stuff right off the bat. Yeah. And Windows Hello for business, it's slightly more complicated. Yeah. But the idea is you have a chip on that computer that keeps a, let's call it a certificate for lack of a better term. And that certificate identifies that device, and it only works for the person that knows the PIN or, I'm using fingerprint readers that are built into the laptop. You could use facial recognition. That requires a camera with a thermal detector to make sure you're not just holding up a picture. So I don't have cameras like that on this batch of laptops, but I would imagine that would be in the future easily. But it takes that information and says, oh, okay, this is the person they say they are. The very first time you use it, you know, to kind of get it set up, you have to go through the two-factor authentication with Microsoft, which is what we use. So you can have a little more certainty that this person is who they say they are before the laptop says, oh, yeah, this must be Tim Hooks.
Yeah.
And let them go free. So.
And the rage now in security, and it's kind of been the rage for a while. This is nothing new, is the multi-factor authentication aspect of it, right? That's the rage, or two-factor authentication. It's a kind of, in my opinion, it's a natural progression of it. I mean, in the past, you have username and password, right? Then we said, okay, well, anybody can break a password, right? Anybody can crack a password or steal a password. And so the next phase was, okay, one-time passwords, or OTP is what they call them, or a multi-factor authentication method. And that natural progression is biometric, you know, facial, fingerprint. But what you're doing, and by the way, I should mention, Tim is doing this probably while, you know, he's doing all help desk, all security, all kinds of other stuff, right? He's trying to improve the user experience and improve security through this by going to the next generation, which is, let's get rid of that password and make it easier. If we've got to have security, let's make it easier for the end users so that they don't have to have, it's not encumbering them. Agreed?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tim, I love the technology. I love I love the spin on the security and usability on that, because a lot of people forget that IT is not only trying to make things more secure, they're trying to make things better. It's our job, you know?
So, Jim, you want to jump in? We got a question here.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that. Oh, I missed the chat there. Dave, go for it. All right. Here you go, Tim. We've got a charitable recycling posted this. How did you feel about the CSC cards? Well, you know what? I'm not familiar with CSC cards. You guys? Could you kind of tell us the acronym there? Maybe we're just not recognizing the acronym, if you don't mind. Happy to respond to that, though.
And to be clear, I'm trying to do this stuff for free, right? So I'm trying to take existing technology and I'm not against Okta or Duo, or, you know, there's lots of great additional products out there to make passwordless authentication work. But if I can do it for free with what's built into Microsoft and what comes on a laptop, great. I'm going to try that first and take it from there. I do have about 35 people on desktop computers, and they would in fact be, I would have to pick up some sort of technology for them. They don't have fingerprint readers or cameras. So,
A fob or a, you know, something like that, a USB token, you know, so like Duo, you know, Duo works really well in that. So, you know what? We got a link here also. Hey, Bob, Rob, you know what? Oh, common access cards. Kind of like the old smart card technology. It's, I'm sure, you know, newer generation. I haven't looked at these myself. Have you guys? Mm-hmm. Nope. Definitely something we'll be investigating.
Absolutely, Rob, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we do appreciate bringing that up though. And that's something we'll talk about later on. So let's talk about some of the ideas and where do you get your inspiration? Where do you get your thoughts? I mean, are you a member of groups? What do you do? Constantly researching?
So there's a couple things with regards to security. One of the first, one of the key things to watch is the regular mainstream headline news, right? Microsoft had a zero-day vulnerability a couple weeks ago, and that got picked up on CNN or some news thread I'm on, and I'm like, oh, I should read about this because somebody's going to ask me. If it's in the mainstream news, somebody else is going to ask me about it. And so those are easy ones to track down.
Yeah.
And that turned out to be a nice, quick, put in a registry fix for that. And don't let that happen.
Right.
You know, a 30-minute webcast, somebody talked about it, put out a good solution, backed up by Microsoft. Good. Mm-hmm. ILTA is a great source. I've been a member of ILTA for about as long as I've been in legal, and it is just filled with super smart people that want to help out, you know, the kind of collaboration, you know, when you watch, you know, attorney TV shows, it's, you know, attorney against attorney and they don't get along. But when you get into legal IT, they are the most cooperative, collaborative group of guys and gals that, you know, we're all in the same boat. And they have great ideas. And I appreciate those guys quite a bit.
You remember the Columbus chapter?
Yes.
Yeah. Great group of people up there. Yeah. I know a bunch of people here in the Cincinnati chapter as well. In the annual conference, just bar none. You know, you just can't get better than that. When's the last one you went to?
You know, it happens in the very last week of August, which is about the time school starts. And my son has just finished up high school and I'll be off to college this fall. So next year, possibly I'll be back. But I think it's probably been 4 or 5 years.
Just finished up high school. What's he doing next?
Off to Ohio State to study electrical engineering.
Electrical engineering. That's a tough program to get into up there.
Yeah.
I happen to know that. Yeah, I happen to know. Well, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll get to an ILSA conference here coming up.
That would be great.
I'll go with you. We'll meet up. We'll have lunch. Dave, you in?
I'm down. Let's do it.
That's great. You know what? There's just so many topics that we could be talking about, you know, when it comes to technology and security. But I would really like to get to, how do you feel at the firm? I mean, look, today I call it an unsung hero, right? We're a lot of times we're behind the scenes, you know, we're not in the trenches, although we have our own trenches as IT people. Tell me what you think about how IT staffers are viewed in general.
I can only speak for myself, honestly.
Yeah.
And people do appreciate me. You know, it has a lot to do with how people are feeling.
You're such a nice guy. Well, I
mean, you know, when people get up and they're having a great day, then I'm great too. And when they get up and they're having a real bad day, I'm bad too. So
yeah,
that's a big part of it. I keep doing the same things over and over. And, you know, I was lucky to have spent some time in hospitality. My first degree was in hospitality management. I worked in the restaurant business for about 15 years. And one of the things that I bring from that is customer service. Yeah. And when you look at a law firm, you know, IT is a cost center. So you better show up with good service because you're not generating any income for the most part. You know,
we lost Dave there for a moment. You know what? It is. It is. But it's also a risk management center at the same time. You know, I would also venture to say it's in and of itself, it's an invaluable tool as well. You know, like like a wrench or like a wrench for a mechanic, you know? And if that wrench is broke, oh boy. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you gotta keep the green lights on. And then bring some customer service. You know, you got to bring the service to the table. And if you keep all the green lights on, but you're a mean Grinch, you still got trouble. So
doesn't help. No, you're right. You're right. The green lights are important. And I love how you put that, you know, it's when the red lights pop up that, you know, we can have, you know, thousands of hours of green lights, but if we have 2, 3, 4 hours of red lights, it gets tough for some IT staffers. I've seen it. I've experienced it. Dave's experienced, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. You know, especially in our role as consultants, or Dave's former role as consultants, right? It's a little bit different. But, you know, generally speaking, most of the IT staffers that I know, they're really appreciated at the firms they're at. You know, it used to be different. Do you remember the old days when IT was just beat up all the time?
Well, you know, the technology has gotten so much better.
Yeah, it has.
You know, that's part of it. It was, this stuff's great, but it hasn't matured yet. You know, run a search in the DMS and go get a cup of coffee.
Right.
Like, how come I can do a Google search, but I can't find a document in my own firm?
So, that's an answer.
Good questions.
Dave, Tim, can we talk about some technology you guys are on? Dave, you want to talk about some tech? Oh, Dave, let's talk about your IT staffers too. Anybody you want to sing some praises to? Are you frozen, Dave? I think he's frozen.
I was frozen. It hung up on me. So
sorry. That's okay. You want to sing some praises to some IT staffers where you're at?
Yeah, back up for a second.
Yeah,
I hung up there for a second. Give me the lead in there, man.
Yeah. We're in any. So you're at Buckingham. You got some IT staffers. You want to sing some praises?
Yeah, we've got several people on our internal staff, and they're awesome. You know, particularly our head Debbie Jordan is just amazing. She juggles kind of like you do, Tim, with trying to keep everybody up and working, along with, you know, trying to get the big projects done, you know, trying to get us into newer technologies. And it just, you know, I know from having worked with people like Debbie, you know, from the outside perspective, and now being an attorney full time and having to keep my hands off the technology, which can be a little challenging. I'm very happy that we have somebody and a whole group here that, they're able to take care of it for me. I can't complain about our tech team at all at Buckingham. They're great.
Dave's in a different situation, Tim, in that, you know, as an attorney, he's sitting there probably when there's a problem and he can say, I know how to fix this. I'll fix, you know, and he's got to hold back. Right.
The real humbling, I don't know if that's the right word, factor. And I know, and it's how I want it. It's great, but it was weird the first time I went to go do something and I got the local administrator credential prompt on my computer and I realized I couldn't do it. And, you know, I get it. It's the right solution, but it was quite the surprise after being on the IT side of things for 14 years and having access to everything, you know.
Very humbling, I bet.
Very much so. Very much so.
Tim, do you have a team of people that work with you as well? Do you have some other people?
I fly solo in IT, but you know, when I work remotely, I depend on a couple guys in office services to push some buttons and make some hardware move when it needs to, and they are invaluable. So
yeah, there you go. You mentioned they work remote. How? Give me a kind of an idea, if you will. Has your job come easier remotely than both from a technology perspective and also from an HR perspective? Are you doing more remote work than ever before?
I was working remote quite a bit before the pandemic. So when I say quite a bit, I mean evenings and weekends. And, you know, the nice thing about technology now is you can do it. I mean, there were time, you know, when I started where you had to be on site. I mean, you just couldn't do your job if you weren't on site. And the way things work now, more cloud technology, it's made working remote a lot easier. And it's not without challenges, but it's quality of life, I think, is improved from that perspective.
So you've been in it long enough, it's like me and Dave. I mean, you've seen it from the very beginning, right? It's different. And the only time I see where, how do I put this gently? You know, when the heat's on, sometimes the on-site's just expected, even though you know you can do it remotely. And it's more FaceTime, you know, and more perception than anything else. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to do my job remotely all the time.
No.
Because, you know, it's good to be with people. It is good to get the FaceTime. They feel better. Sometimes it does make my job easier. The majority of my problems are a remote session and it's remedied. No complaints there. So.
Okay. Cool. Well, you know what? What do you do for fun, Tim? I mean, outside IT, do you get in room for nights and off on nights and weekends? Well, you know what? Before you go there, do you put in more nights and weekends now? Or are you finding that that kind of has decreased over time?
You know, I kind of roll with it. Most of the time when I'm doing work on nights and weekends, it's so I can get updates and those sort of things done on devices that if I did it in the middle of the day would be disruptive.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple servers I can patch in the middle of the day, no problem. But if I'm going to upgrade a firewall or I'm going to upgrade a series of switches or, you know, there's just a lot of things that are just easier and less disruptive for me to do it while I'm watching TV or sitting at home.
Yeah.
You know, so that's part of the reason. And occasionally I get calls from people saying, hey, I'm having problem XYZ. And I'm like, okay, well, let's get it worked out. And, you know.
Do you feel like that is, how do I put this? You feel like that's recognized by other people that are just general staffers, you know? Do you think they see that extra effort? It's not like IT today is an 8-to-5 job. It's just not, right? I mean, it's an 8-to-all-the-time job. Agreed?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, problems happen, you know.
Yeah.
One of the things I like to do is get up early. I get a number of reports in my inbox every morning, you know, like a summary of the event log, disk space reports, login reports, backup reports, and look through that stuff. Because I would rather know about a problem at 7:30 and get it taken care of than to get a phone call and then 10 more immediately after that at 9 o'clock when people show up. So I'm kind of proactive in that regards. And I've got security as a service, for example. So my logs get loaded up into a SIM and somebody's looking at those and looking for triggers all the time. And I'm getting phone calls. Probably the most common phone call I get is, you know, John just logged in Florida and an hour later he's logging in Bermuda. Is that expected? Or you have a user who doesn't normally log in Canada and they're logging in from Canada today and make sure they're on vacation. So
that's a safe country, by the way. I'd have said Russia, but you know, I want to point something out though. Everybody that's going to listen to the show or maybe watching the show, if you work with IT staffers, and this isn't directed to you guys, this is a message, right? If you work with IT staffers, make no bones about it, whether they're an outside consultant or whether they're in-house, okay? They're working when you're sleeping many times over, right? Mm-hmm. They're working when you're watching America's Got Talent. And, you know, they might be looking at watching America's Got Talent, but they're doing something on a laptop that's sitting on their lap at the same time and they're monitoring it. So if you've got IT staffers, if you've got an IT consultant, you should thank them. You know, it's sometimes look, we do it because we love what we do. You know, it pays pretty good. And we'd love the responsibility of carrying the burden of making sure that everybody else can work on our shoulders. Right. So would you guys agree, you know, give them a thank you. Maybe not us. We're not looking for a thank you. Right. But give them a random thank you. Buy them lunch, you know, something like that. Take good care of these people because they're sweating, you know, when you're not. And they're sweating, by the way, doubly when you're sweating.
And let me tell you something. These folks in your IT group, being nice to them, being polite to them and thanking them really goes a long way because it is so uncommon to get those kudos when you're on that side of the fence.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, at Isaac Wiles, I do not feel underappreciated.
That's awesome.
People recognize the work I do and they let me know. I appreciate that.
I think you've got a great group there. I've actually spoken and been interacted with them to speak at an Inn of Courts up in Columbus. Inns of Courts. I always forget where the S is on that one. And so, just great group all over. So that doesn't surprise me, right? But Tim, make no bones about it. We appreciate you, right? We appreciate the job you do. We appreciate the job that all the IT people out there keeping these businesses running do. Unfortunately, the fact is that some of them just get beat up, you know, still to this day. I could write a book on it probably. I could probably create a nonprofit support group for it, actually. So, well, listen, you know, we're running out of time. This, you know, I honestly, Tim, I didn't expect our conversation to go this long, you know. You know what? I want to have you back sometime in the near future. Are you up for that?
Yeah.
I think it would be great, Dave, to dive in some real serious tech and security stuff.
Yeah, defense in depth and how they stack up.
Matter of fact, Rob was kind enough to put this out there. Security is coming global, even if your company's local, regional. You are so right, my friend. We appreciate the comment and you know, just keep it coming. So, but you know what? Unfortunately, we're going to be out of time in a couple minutes. A couple of things I need to do real quick. As always, we are here Tuesdays, 10:30 Eastern time. We've got a full summer schedule slotted, lots of guests coming up. And as a matter of fact, next week, I have a fantastic gal from that most people know. It is Debbie Foster, by the way, with Affinity Marketing, or Affinity Consulting Group's marketing. I don't know where that came from. Affinity Consulting Group. I've known her since I started in this. Matter of fact, one of my early mentors and trainers on many of the software applications I work. So she's on next week, next Tuesday at 10:30 Eastern. Definitely tune in for that one. Second thing, Tim, I can't believe I don't have you on the list for our magazine, right? And so I will definitely get you on our list for our magazine. I feel like a knucklehead, you know. I know I've got you on a list somewhere, but just not this one. So we'll get that changed. If you're not on the list for No Law Firm Left Behind magazine, by all means, you know, ping me through private messaging on any of the platforms you find this show, and we'll make sure to get you on the list. Second and finally, Dave, No Law Firm Left Behind group on LinkedIn. We put all of our shows on LinkedIn, and then lots of great other information there. But you can find them in this group in LinkedIn. Unfortunately, they don't give us pretty URLs, but you can say, I'd say go to No Law Firm Left Behind, just search it in LinkedIn and you'll find it. So, listen, guys, Tim, thank you again for two things. One, for doing such an awesome job in, you know, and setting a great example of IT people out there all in throughout the country, right? That's the first thing. Second, for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave, great to have you on the show today.
As always, it's a pleasure.
All right, guys, this is where we say goodbye. Look for us on the podcast. That'll be published probably within the next 24 hours, everyone. Thanks a lot, everyone. Take care. Okay. Bye.